Bear Podcast 343.
Happy Endo and really long short. Bear Podcast. Give your friends the clap.
Okay. Or spank. Or just
that's my job. That's my job, not yours.
Microphone.
Or spank. Oh. Okay. Are we already recording?
Yeah, we are.
Sorry.
Yeah, so it has to be in your chin. It has to be in your chin, right?
Do I have to look pretty now?
Huh?
Do I have to look pretty now?
You have to look pretty, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you pretty? Are you pretty enough? Okay. Everything's
fine.
Okay, good. I shoot there. Okay. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And this is
Rafa.
It's Rafa. Welcome, Rafa.
Glad
you joined us in the show this time.
Thank you.
And
how are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm fine. Thank you.
Yes, we're here at Ray's humble abode again. We're recording and we had to move furniture around.
That's right.
We didn't have much space, and we're just...
I live in a very small apartment because the listeners don't pay for our services, so I have to be, like, almost on welfare.
Right.
But in camera, it looks big.
That's right. It looks huge.
Yep, that's right.
Camera always adds 3 inches.
Good enough.
In the height or the length?
Length.
Okay, in the length.
And if you film it just right, girls, it looks bigger, too.
Yeah. Okay, so guys, this is episode 343, and what's been going on? You guys have been busy. Actually, you guys were in Orlando last weekend. But before we get to that, we've been watching TV a lot. I was here last night with Ray. We were watching
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
It's pretty good.
Zombies.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Because I was here too.
Yeah, okay.
Did you watch the first episode yet?
No, yet. But I've been reading about it, and I gotta see it.
Okay,
I promise.
Well, okay, yeah, what's it about?
I'll set your recorder to record it.
We'll watch it later.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Ray, what's it about? How did it start?
Well, this is a big spoiler alert. So if you haven't watched it yet, you need to fast forward through this part till we start talking about other stuff. The Walking Dead is based on a comic book series.
Mm-hmm.
And it is supposed to be pretty true to the comic book series. From my understanding, they took the comic book, and that was the shot-by-shot deal they were using, the storyboard they were using. So it's been adapted. It's on AMC. The storyline starts off is there's a deputy sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
He gets shot. He goes into a coma. He wakes up in the hospital. Nobody's there. There's dead people everywhere. And then he runs into zombies. And then he runs into a couple people that are not zombies. And they kind of explain to him that something happened. We don't know yet. We're only 2 episodes in.
Mm-hmm. Just 2 episodes.
Just 2 episodes.
So we're just finding out.
That something happened and the dead started walking. So they call them dead.
The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead.
That's why it's called The Walking
Dead. Instead of zombies. I don't think they've ever said zombies in the show.
No, you know what? I think they're not going to say zombies here.
Zombies, so...
I don't think so.
So they're everybody says The Walking Dead. So
it's just like Doctor Who. They don't say the Doctor Who. No.
But you know what,
so it's The Walking Dead.
I haven't seen the first episode, but now that you're saying what happened, it sounds like the beginning of the movie 28 Days Later.
It's very similar
pretty
to
much
that.
Like that.
But I think the comic book was out before 28 Days.
No, I mean just the beginning.
Yeah.
Just the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it reminded me like
that.
Oh, yeah. It's the way it's
I think it's kind of similar. And they might have... 28 Days might have picked that up from this.
But the show, I mean, I just saw it last...
But this is going to be a long series, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They have
let's
to finish this.
Let's hope so.
It's really good. So what do you think if they finish the series, let's say 12 episodes, and would there be a season 2, everybody's going to become zombies again? I don't know. That's a long way
to go. Oh, no, but it's got a good storyline.
It does.
It's very... To me, I think you said it the other night, it's very realistic.
It's realistic, and it
in the way that things might actually happen, and how people relate to everything.
How would people react if you actually go outside and there's no one there? There's no one to talk to, and people are bodies are lying on the floor, and thousands of bodies. So, Walking Dead and the storyline, the acting is pretty good too.
I think since it's a TV show, it's going to be much better than a movie format because they got much. They can do more storylines, and they got a much longer story arc to do than
that's a movie.
I mean, they don't have to tell the entire story and get everything done in less than 2 hours.
This is the first zombie movie TV show, right? Ever? I don't know if there's any before.
I don't think there's been any others. There's been a bunch of zombie movies and stuff, and there might be one or two like TV show specials or something that happened, but
It started out last week, right?
It started Halloween night. Halloween weekend. There's an hour and a half preview. I'm sure if you go to AMC and search for The Walking Dead, there will be reruns of it.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully you can catch up.
Okay. Also, while we're watching The Walking Dead, if you want to be an extra,
right? You want to be a zombie.
You want to be a zombie, go to AMCdead.com and you can sign up to become a zombie. Yes. Right now, if you go to the website, it's closed.
But they give you like
every week
they're going to give you a new pass.
Yeah, but every week they're going to give you a code word to enter on the website. So you could enter every week with a new code with a different code word.
Yeah.
And then at some point they're going to do a drawing.
A drawing. Yesterday Ray signed up.
And what I like about the show, it's my people. It's being filmed back in Georgia. I mean, it's filmed in Georgia.
Okay.
So, you know.
It's your peeps.
It's my peeps. Even though they're doing a southern accent, but it's not a strong enough southern accent.
No, I didn't notice
any. I mean, it's a very, I can hear the southern accents in some of the stuff they say, but it's very downplayed.
Very downplayed southern.
Because I know people have a hard time understanding me at times, so I'm sure that if they did a whole TV show like that, it'd be like, hello? Hello?
But I have a natural accent.
I have a natural accent too. Okay.
But do you understand me, Maynard?
Yeah, I do.
So, yeah, yeah, see, that's a big difference.
I understand you.
No, sometimes he just looks at me like, and I know he's not.
Oh, I understand you. I'm just like ignoring you.
There you go.
That's so bad.
And it's like, I'll let her have her little moment, then next.
I'm going to make you a zombie now.
You're a zombie. Okay. So, yeah, go to amcdead.com so you can sign up if you want to become a zombie. It's going to be, you can sign up after the TV show, so you watch out for
the TV show. And the TV show comes on every Sunday night, 8 Eastern, is it, wait a minute,
9 Central.
10 Eastern time, 9 Central.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I guess it reverses back to the same thing for Mountain and Pacific. So So watch it.
Watch it. Okay, this weekend
it's going to be bigger. Let's make it as big as True Blood.
Yeah, it could be. It could be.
It's a good option. Right. I mean.
Oh, speaking of True Blood, I was reading an article. They can now change skin to blood.
Oh.
So. I would think,
what are you talking about?
It's an article I saw this morning. I was reading. It's a science thing. It's a medical science that they were able to harvest skin and change it to blood platelets or something like that. And it can be your blood replacement if you have surgery. So they want to do that. Now, I read that because it's kind of like, it's like True Blood or whatever. But no, I was thinking people, it's kind of morbid. People are going to be chopped up just to get the skin and to make blood so they can donate blood. Or I don't know. It's just.
But is it actually real now? I mean, they are
I think that technology will be out by 2012, something like that. They're doing tests right now. So they can get skin from you and make blood out of it, something like that. So I'll probably look.
Well, they've always had, for I know a few years, they've had like a fake blood that they can use in emergency situations to replenish blood. And it didn't, I don't think it mattered what blood type you were. It was just kind of like a neutral thing, but it didn't work that well. But it was something they could pump into you to keep you from bleeding out and until your body can replenish it. So I guess now they're looking at a way so they can create your own blood so you heal faster and you don't have rejection.
I was thinking more like for surgery, if you're losing a lot of blood, or they can just, before surgery, they harvest you with blood and with skin and make blood out of it. And
now
then
the question is, can they do the reverse? Can they take the blood and turn it into skin? Because if they can do that, that'll solve a lot of issues with burn patients.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because they have to grow, because a lot of them, they have to grow skin, but it takes so long to grow it.
Mm-hmm. Get on to it. Scientists, do it. Okay. That's right. Okay, last weekend I injured myself, by the way.
What happened?
I need softball.
Oh, okay.
It's a masturbatory injury.
No, it's softball. It's not masturbatory. I've been throwing, I've been playing with balls.
See, I told you.
I, you know, it's softball 2 days in a row, and there was a tournament yesterday, and now my shoulder is a little shot. So, and a couple of weeks, you should be in New Orleans. I should be. I hope to be well by then, because I want to play softball in New Orleans because there's going to be a tournament there. So,
when is that?
In December 10, around.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's in Louisiana. So in New Orleans, so I'll be in New Orleans by that time. I'll see you guys in Lafitte, those who are from New Orleans or from Louisiana. And speaking of Louisiana, hold on. I have a letter, an email here from IAM. And I won't say the last name, from IAM or EM. I don't know how to pronounce it, but maybe it's IAM something. Yeah. Anyway, he's from Alexandria, Louisiana. Okay. He says here, really enjoy your podcast, and I live in Alexandria, Louisiana, and might have to come to Houston to check out the bear scene. Is there a bear scene in Houston?
Well, it depends on what night it is.
Depending on what night.
You should come on the first Sunday.
First Sunday. Go to first Sunday of in like Houston. Yesterday. Yeah, like yesterday. Yeah, like yesterday. We're recording this on, what date is it? Today is November 8th, right?
Yeah,
November 7th. Well, every first Sunday, we have the Houston Air Bears
Beer bust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were working. I thought you were not going to work.
I got bored.
You got bored.
There's all these bears and one chaser, and he's already spoken for. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, well.
I missed it. I didn't go.
No. You should have gone.
It's well, lots of he called me like an hour later.
So. Oh, okay. But, all right.
Put it in your iPhone. First Sunday.
Yeah, put in your iPhone. Every first Sunday. So, I am or Ian or...
Yeah. Hi.
From Alexandria. Hi. Just come over Monday. On November, the first Sunday. Check it out. Okay, so we're on to your stories. We held up. We waited for a week. We held up because you guys came from
Orlando.
Florida. Orlando. So tell us about Orlando.
He has shirt. Look.
Let's see his shirt. Okay, show the audience.
Here. Does it really?
A new age of darkness begins. I guess it would.
Yes, it does go in dark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So. It was pretty good, actually. It's my first time to Orlando, to Universal Studios.
Okay.
And I got convinced by Ray. He's the expert.
Yeah, you know your way around there already, right?
Well, I've been there before, so.
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Yeah. Well, I've been to Orlando. I mean, I've been to Universal Studios before. Mm-hmm. So there have been a couple big changes since I was there the last time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you tell us what you thought about it, because this is your first.
My first trip. Yeah.
First trip to an amusement park, wasn't it?
I mean, here.
Here.
I've been to amusement parks.
Where?
In Mexico.
Donkey rides don't count as an amusement
Six
park.
Flags.
Donkey rides?
No, Six Flags God, Mexico.
Look at Ray.
No.
Donkey rides are not considered rides.
I'm not blushing, yeah.
Okay, all right.
They have Six Flags in Mexico?
Yeah, Mexico City. It's the first.
Is that a Six Flags or?
It's the first and only one in Latin America.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
See, they can't last in Houston, but they can move it to Mexico and it works.
Yeah.
There was already
although Houston was kind of like going to Little Mexico when you went.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay.
it used to be a theme park before, and then Six Flags bought.
Oh, okay.
And, it's pretty good because they have all these characters. They had Batman and all these pretty much like Universal. But I did like Universal Studios. I mean, for a first time, great experience. And he knows the place, so he pretty much lead. You know, we go here, we go there.
Okay.
I like that.
You know what? I really, really want to know your stories about Harry Potter.
Oh, man.
Okay.
The place, I mean, it was really cool.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, he's going to bring. They, Maynard, they build entire, how do you call it? The Howard's? The school?
Oh, Hogwarts. Yeah, Hogwarts.
And the houses, even the snow, you know, with the Florida weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. And we got the entrance to the breakfast, to the three broomsticks.
Oh, three broomsticks,
yeah.
Okay.
So we had breakfast on Friday there. No, on Saturday. And we got this.
We got butter mugs. Beer. Butter beer mugs. Oh, here's the mic. Here's your mic. Okay.
The butter beer.
Can I don't have any. It's plastic.
It's plastic.
Yes. But hey, yes. it's butter beer.
Okay, we figured out what butter beer is. Yeah,
okay, what's butter beer? I can't remember.
Well,
it's actually been a long
good.
Time.
It tastes really good.
I'm sure in the Harry Potter world it's something different. But here it's like a cream soda mixed with something else. And then they mix it with something that puts like a marshmallow cream foamy top on it mm-hmm. that stays there until you're completely done with the drink. And then you can lick it off the inside.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's supposed
so
to be.
So I don't know if it's something that's infused. When they made it, did they just pour it out of the drink and put something on it? Or they
I forgot to tell you that because when we were watching something there. And I told him, let me get the beers. But they do have like a little cart out there. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when you ask for the butter beer, they go inside a door. So you never see how they actually put it here. They just come out with the glasses full. So I forgot to tell you that. But no, I don't know how they make it. And I mean, you cannot see that.
It could be lots of sugar.
Well, yes. It's a cream soda. I mean, it's something. And then it's got like this marshmallow top that looks like foam on it. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty good. I mean, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it. But the thing was, the marshmallow top foam never went away. You could eat it, and a little bit later, it would be back.
There. Yeah.
So what? It was like it was infused in the carbonation or something. There was a chemical reaction causing it. So I don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But
I don't
if you're a chemist and you go to Harry Potterville and you can figure it out, then
get
let us
sample.
Know. Get a sample. Let us know. And then you can,
I never
then
tried
you can
it.
Stand in line. How much were these? $6?
No, it was $8.
$8. Mm-hmm. For a glass of butter beer.
So but it was here. They served it
yeah,
here.
They served
okay,
it served
all right.
So you get your little butter beer.
But it's worth it, you know. I mean,
and they also had pumpkin juice and something else uh-huh. that they served, but we didn't try that. So
no, we went for the butter beer.
So
butter beer, of course, butter beer. You have to go by the book. Yeah, how do you do it?
So they give you these the ticket, the special ticket we got.
The commemorative ticket. I got that in there. You can take a picture of that and put it on the
ticket for what?
For going to Harry Potter the first year.
Ah, okay.
So
it's like, cool. like a certificate
it's
or something.
It's like yeah. a special hologram ticket that you
You know
get.
What? I should have been there if I went a week after. Because a week before the Harry Potter theme park in Orlando opened, I was there in Florida, in Orlando.
A week before?
Yeah, a week wow. before. And then I kept seeing all these ads about Harry Potter next week. And oh gosh, why am I here too early? I should have gone later because I wanted to go.
It is very detailed. I mean, they have this ride, the first one we rode.
The roller coaster?
The roller coaster.
The dragon roller coaster.
And they actually have like the big castle where the school is. That's pretty cool. The ride they have in the castle. I mean, I'm really.
Yeah. And they finally figured out how to get bunches of people mm-hmm. on the rides without stopping the ride. They make everything on moving floors now. So you step off from in the line and you're on the floor and it's moving,
yeah, it's moving
and the chairs are moving with you and people are getting off and they're getting you in and by the time you get to the ramp, they get you in a lockdown and you're gone.
Yes.
Oh.
That's pretty fast.
So,
absolutely.
So they have two rides at in the Harry Potter section of it, of Hogsmeade. They have, there used to be a castle in the back that had like a dragon roller coaster on it. Mm-hmm. Well, they revamped that some and redid the inside of the castle and put some more Harry Potter stuff in there and put some pretty cool projection stuff on top of the ceiling when you're getting
nice.
Into the dragon. And then there are two sides. You got a blue dragon and a red dragon, and you're racing each other.
You choose, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a pretty cool little ride. So.
Yep.
Okay.
But the changes I made, it was nice. I mean, I'd rode the roller coaster before the last time I was there. So, but it was nice. And then you go over to the actual, go to Hogwarts, and you go in, and it's the actual Harry Potter ride where you get put in a chair and you're on a projection screen, you're moving around and it's like they're basically putting you in a broom and you're flying along with them and you
yeah.
go through a Quidditch match and a dragon chases you and
oh wow.
I think that's one of the coolest indoors.
Indoors, yeah.
Yeah. The projections,
so,
everything is cool.
So it was a very cool mm-hmm. ride. Plan to stay in line if you have kids. Because see that was the worst part about the whole thing was kids everywhere.
The kids
all them damn chaps everywhere.
But
like
a lot.
Orvilander's wine shop, mm-hmm. it was a line. You'd probably stood in line 3 hours to get in there.
Wow.
But they had that, and they had some other stuff. The Three Broomsticks was very good. You can do breakfast or lunch there. And when we bought all our stuff through Universal Studios, it was a thing that you could sign up as part of your deal to go have breakfast there.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked what day you wanted to go and what time you wanted to go, and then you had to be there at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we flew out Thursday night.
Yeah.
And got there in Orlando late Thursday night. I don't think we even got to the hotel till midnight?
Midnight, yeah.
And then we had to be up at 7 o'clock the next morning to get up and get ready to go to be over at the park because our breakfast was at 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So I got up early, got all showered and ready while this one was sleeping, and went downstairs.
Soundly.
Yeah, he was sleeping soundly. The rest of the people in the room wasn't. I went downstairs to the hotel, and the hotel had a free continental breakfast. So I said, you know what? This is supposed to be an English breakfast that they're giving us. I don't think there's going to be that much to it. So I ate some food. I said, you know, that way I got something on my stomach.
You didn't eat?
No, because I was already late. So when he had breakfast, we were finished there. We went to the park. We were already running late.
Yeah, we were already running a little late. And then you get to the park, and we got confused because apparently if you have that early breakfast seating thing, you can go a certain. You show your ticket. You tell them what you got to do, and they let you go around.
But we didn't know that.
So they were deferring everybody to go through the Marvel section because the Harry Potter takes up the back end of the park of Adventure Island or Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure.
I'll get it right. So they took you to the Marvel section and they stopped you, and by
it's closed
because they got it, they won't let you back there. And the park normally doesn't open until 9, but we had the early passes. We just didn't know how to use them. So always stop and ask questions.
Google it? No, asking people.
Because there's people, I mean, when you get your, because we got there that morning, we went and picked up all our tickets, and she was just throwing tickets at us and didn't explain what half of it was. So we just, you know, we went.
Actually, when we
maybe they were winging it because it was
closed,
first time.
There were like 200 people in front of us.
In front of us, yeah.
So like trying to walk among them, it was going to be a little difficult because I remember there was this guy.
There was some old asshole that was just bitching about everything. some Jersey old fart.
Did it get any faster?
No, because they stopped you right there. They wouldn't let you because they knew everybody was going to the Harry Potter deal.
Yeah.
But you know, people are okay. And then at 9 o'clock, like 5 minutes till 9 or something like that, they opened up and let everybody go. Mm-hmm. And everybody made a mad dash back to the Harry Potter thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it 3 broomsticks. It was like 2 after 9 or something.
Easy.
And we showed them our tickets. She's like, okay, y'all can go in. And you go in there, and they have like 5 or 6 breakfasts for you to choose from, like big plates of like egg. I mean, you have an American breakfast.
He got
baked beans and blood sausage.
Blood sausage? Is this real blood?
It's like a big meal. So I highly advise go do breakfast or lunch at 3 Broomsticks. It was pretty good.
To be honest, we thought it was going to be just, you know, like nothing. But no, it's a lot of food.
It's a lot of food. You can get butter beer with your food, or you can get coffee. I mean, they have, it's a good setup.
Can you put coffee in here? I don't know.
No, they give you still like the other ones.
It's for sodas.
This is just for the butter beer.
I think this is just for sodas now. So, I guess.
But it's very good. And then when you go into 3 Broomsticks, you're sitting down there, and they got all these different areas for you to eat, and they got like a little bar section off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got a patio at the back that overlooks off the patio. You can see Hogwarts Castle over off of it.
It's really good.
Yeah,
and it's the busiest part of the park right now.
Yeah,
because it's the new attraction, obviously. Yeah.
But you're sitting in there, and if you're not paying attention, you miss all this stuff that they have going on. I was sitting there, and I looked up, and I saw this light go on at the thing, and it was like somebody opened the door, and then you see an elf walk by. The shadow of an elf walk by on the door, and then the door closes. And there's all this little stuff they got going on in there, and noises being made, and stuff kind of doing little things throughout that if you're not paying attention, you totally miss it.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I mean, it was pretty cool.
In any characters, like Hagrid. Well, was there a Hagrid there?
No.
When you go into the restroom, remember?
If you go in the men's bathroom, Moaning Myrtle's in there talking.
Moaning
Myrtle. Yeah, she's talking to you.
Yes. I want to see you come back. And it was it was very funny.
Oh, my God.
There was, once you went up towards Hogwarts, they had the Drumstead guys out there, and then they had some of the girls, and they were doing, like, the girls were singing, and then the guys were doing this whole staff thing and fighting. So they have stuff going on. There's a lot of people dressed up in Hogsmeade attire.
Mm-hmm. Can you go in as a character yourself or wear a costume?
Well,
there were people.
There are a lot of people dressed up as Harry Potter costumes.
Yeah. Everybody's Harry Potter.
So, well, no, I mean, no, like, I mean, like, no. They were, like they were either Gryffindor or stuff like that. And you could buy the whole school robe for $100.
Oh, school robe.
Just the robe.
Just the robe. Nothing else. The wands were like $30 to $40.
It's kind of creepy. So wearing school girls.
And we were talking about.
Or schoolboy.
We're talking about adults that were dressed up too.
Yeah, exactly.
But some people just, you know, they don't buy the robe. They just wear it. They take a picture and they put it back.
Yeah,
because
that's what a lot of people are doing.
Ah, okay.
And we didn't do that actually.
No,
we should have done that.
We weren't thinking.
He made me wear.
Did you take pictures? Did you guys take pictures?
Yeah,
wrong.
He made me wear these crocodile out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I made him put a crocodile head on when we went through because Harry Potter sits behind Jurassic Park now.
Ah, okay.
So you have to go through Jurassic Park.
So you guys only went to Harry Potter?
No.
Oh, Universal Studios.
That was the big thing. I mean, there was a lot to do there because it's all cool. They have the Hogwarts Express there that we got pictures in front of. And in fact, I can download the pictures in a little bit so you can look at them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have to get pictures. Yeah.
But that's the new thing. That was cool.
It's
the cool section. Mm-hmm. If you go there, you're gonna stand in line all day because every shop had a line out the door, and they had people there in the queue making sure everybody did the lines.
Yeah.
As you're walking along some of the store windows, there's stuff going on in them. Like they had mandrake plants in one of the windows that was squealing at people and stuff.
Do you lift them up and you squeeze?
No, I mean you see them through the window.
You can see them through the window, like
the tailor store. The dresses were moving, you know, things like that. Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Now, here's a bad thing for the bears.
Wait, what's wrong with bears going there?
If you're much bigger than me, your ass will not fit in the rides.
Oh, really?
They do have special seats.
They do have special seats. You just have to get in the right line and tell them that you need to get there. But there are still people that could not ride the rides because they were too big. Yeah. There's a couple women that they made get off the rides because they were too big. They couldn't lock the things down.
And usually I noticed that it's only line 3 and 6.
Yeah, she said line 3 and 6 on all the rides that had the fat ass seats.
The fat ass seats. Oh, my God.
Yeah, because
keep it in mind.
I mean,
to our bear listeners.
Yeah, so just to let you know, if you're much bigger than me, you can't be much bigger than me and ride these rides because the things will not lock on you.
Yeah,
And I got actually a sore rubbed on my stomach from where the thing's coming locked down on all the rides, and it was rubbing for 2 days. So
I remember what ride was that because I told you that's not the seat. That's where I was sitting.
Yeah,
you got the big one.
Yeah, because I said this looks bigger. No, it's the same. Okay,
I wasn't gonna sit in a fat seat. What are you talking about? I ain't fat. I sit there and I was sucking that shit in like you wouldn't believe, and I was like, come on, lock. Got it.
But the good thing is that they have the option, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, and they tell you to tell them, hey, can I have like this special seat? Okay, yeah.
And they don't say anything about fat seats or large seats. They say, what was the sign say?
Special.
Yeah, it's special size seats.
Like a nice way to
like
say
special, it. Like special needs seating or special
needs seating. Something like that.
I mean, there's signs everywhere that tell you this, what rows to go on and stuff. So it was kind of funny. But if your butt's much bigger than mine, you ain't going to get on the rides, even in the fat boy seats.
Real, I was there.
Okay. So,
I mean, it's the world's made for skinny people. Unfortunately, America's not all skinny
people
anymore.
As big as schoolboys and schoolgirls, like, you know, people from Hogwarts. Yeah. So, Harry Potter, you did that just one day?
One day.
Well,
Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure.
And then the next day, well, that same day was Friday, we got tickets for this. For the 20th anniversary of Halloween.
Okay.
And I was really excited. Again, it was my first time. And there were 14, 20?
It's your first time in Orlando?
In Universal Studios.
Okay.
Well, hang on. Before we go into the Halloween stuff.
Oh, okay.
Also, on Islands of Adventure is the Marvel section.
Oh, Marvel as in comic book Marvel.
Marvel. Spider-Man. And what was the coaster there? What was the coaster there?
Where?
In Marvelville.
Oh, I don't remember.
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk.
Was it any good? I mean, what's special about it?
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Because they lock you in your seats, and then you start going up this incline, and you hear David Banner talking in the background.
We're
running an experiment. Oh, no, it's going wrong, and all of a sudden you get shot. Yeah. I mean, it's not like, it's like you're going click, click, click.
And then all of a sudden it throws you.
It throws you out.
Oh, wow.
The only thing I hate about the rides there I mean, they're less than a minute or 2 minutes. I mean, they're not long.
Line, like, for an
oh,
hour.
Yeah.
You stand in line for an hour even. For a 2 minute ride. And it's like, yeah. Less than a 2 minute ride.
But it's worth it.
It's worth
honestly
it.
Honestly,
yeah.
It's worth it. And the first day we noticed that they had that thing.
Okay, folks.
Oh, what is this?
But this is another completely different story.
This is worth, what is it, 30 something bucks?
The day before, they told us it was 60. But the day we got it, it was $30.
Well, I think
it's a badge.
It's an express pass.
It's express pass.
It means with this, you get to go to the front of the line. You don't have to stand there and wait.
Yeah.
Ah.
And trust me, Maynard, it's worth it.
It's worth it.
Oh, my God.
Because
the
only thing that screwed us up was when we went into the haunted house stuff, mm-hmm. is you could get the haunted house stuff, but they didn't kick in until 11 o'clock.
So no point.
So there was no point in getting it, because if we'd bought it on the first day, we could have used that up to 11 o'clock to mm-hmm. go to the front mm-hmm. of the line and stuff. So, but these are worth it. The express passes are worth it, especially if it's a busy time there. Because mm-hmm. one of the haunted houses, we stood in line for an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes.
75 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like
something like that.
Wow.
That we stood in line for, because it's the longest line we were in for the haunted houses. But
and do not drink a lot of liquids. If you have to wait that long.
Trust me. You must have learned the hard way, huh?
Yeah.
You better hurry up, guys. We're almost 30 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes.
So, anyway, all right. So, mm-hmm. we did Islands of Adventure.
And then the next day, we did Universal Studios. I think for anyone who hasn't been there, or even people who have been there before, it's a great experience.
Okay.
And Universal Studios is like the back lot. Mm-hmm. That's everything in the back lot. You got the Men in Black ride. And something they were building the last time I was there was the Simpsons ride. Krusty
cool.
Land, and that was a pretty cool ride because mm-hmm. I'd never been on it before. And this one,
what ride is it?
The Krusty ride,
the Krusty Land.
Krusty
Land. Land. Okay.
Yeah, and it's all indoors, but it's really cool. Actually, you gotta be there.
They're in one of those motion cars, and mm-hmm. then you get shot up in through the ceiling, and you got this big screen, and you got the motion car sitting there doing everything
wow.
with you, and you're on a rope.
Yeah,
it was very cool. It was one of the cooler rides.
That's cool, guy. I haven't been to Orlando since, I don't know, 1999, I think. I mean, in the theme parks, I mean.
Oh, okay.
It's
you
been
can actually
a long
get
time.
The chance to, because we got asked to go for an interview, for a show.
Yes, that's it.
What?
We got paid $20.
We got paid $20 to go watch a show.
Oh, okay. Tell us
so
about it. Yeah.
Where they want you to get? It's like a marketing research thing.
Oh my God! Had they terrible.
Always, I should have asked. Is this another reality show? Because I'd have passed on
we
it.
We didn't ask for it.
And we didn't ask.
America's Next Best Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
was it a theater setting?
No, it's
computers. No, you go in and one of the buildings that
they
looks
paid
like
you to watch a reality
$20,
show.
Like $20. Your opinion on it.
Oh
yeah.
God, no. So
at least they pay you.
yeah. Okay.
But it was to watch a reality show, and I was like, oh my God, not another reality show.
And then you have to answer a survey.
Yeah, and then you sit there and you sit there with these things in your hand, and you're telling, and when it's playing, you either like it,
or you
don't like it, or there's a key you can hit that says, "You lost me."
Like you turn off the TV. You have to
keep watching, but if you hit this key, that means that by this point you didn't turn the TV off and move to another channel.
I did.
Ah.
I did that.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah, because you know the show is kind of cool, but it's like another reality show.
Yeah.
And it's like the same. You know what's gonna happen?
Okay,
so it's like
they're gonna have people that don't have personal.
Wait a second. Did you sign any NDA?
A what?
Any non-disclosure agreement?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
You didn't sign anything, right?
It was just a blue paper, but it wasn't anything about do not talk about.
About this, yeah.
Oh, okay. Do not. Okay. They can talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, no, I don't remember that.
You would remember that. Wow. Yeah. So that's a weekend for you guys.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Now we need to talk about the Halloween stuff real quick.
Okay.
Because that was the big thing.
That's him. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Really quick.
Universal Studios, for the last 20 years, has been putting on these haunted houses and this horror show.
Mm-hmm.
And they take visual aids. Woo!
Visual aids.
Which y'all can't see this. Maynard maybe can take a picture and put it on a thing. But they take the Universal Studios park.
Okay.
And
let me zoom in.
And there is 8 haunted houses there that are set up throughout the park.
Halloween Horror Nights. Nice.
And then on top of that, there are sections in the park that have other stuff going on that are Halloween related. Like you'll be walking along a section, all of a sudden you're in like there's a bunch of zombies around. Mm-hmm. Or there was like a Day of the Dead one.
The Esqueleto Calavera, yeah. They call it, from like Spanish, Mexican thing. It was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Mm. And there was a whole witches section. And there was a section you walked through with the guys with the chainsaw. And it was cool. I mean, they would sit. These guys had been trained and been doing this for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because they would pinpoint somebody out. They know they could freak out. And they would push them to the limit.
Oh, wow.
Remember the girl they got on the ground screaming? Yeah. They got her caught up into like an area that she couldn't get out of. And she was on the ground screaming.
Oh, wow.
And her friends were sitting there laughing at her. See, that's your friends for you when you got a haunted house like this. She was freaking out, and her friends were sitting out there pointing at her, laughing and taking pictures.
It was cool, actually. It was cool. Yeah.
But the 8th haunted house, and I think they rotate these every year. They're not the same theme every year.
Well, this year was the 20th anniversary, so it was pretty like were making a lot of
something
stuff
for me to go to in the future.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit about each one. The one was the Hallowed Pass, which was basically you went into a warehouse that was all, and it was like a bunch of old haunted house props. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, some of the stuff came alive and started messing with you.
Okay.
But it was probably the best. I think you liked it the most, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the one I liked the most. Yeah,
okay. And then the next one had was called the Catacombs, was Black Death Rising.
Black Death Rising.
Which is and you walked through, and they had this whole thing talking about the Black Plague.
Yeah.
And that. Telling this whole story about what the doctors did, and they really didn't know what they were doing, but they wore these masks so people didn't know who they were and all this kind of stuff. And then you go in there, and there's all this stuff about the plague and the death, mm-hmm. and these people walking out, and they got like on these big masks with these long raven noses and stuff. So it was pretty interesting. Wow. So, and then the third one was Havoc, Dogs of War, which was a military theme one, which was pretty. I liked it a lot because there was this one section you walked through, and they had like these big tubes on the wall, and you can't see in them until you walk by them. And there are guys laying in the tube, and they jumped out, and there was this black guy in front of me, and they jumped out, and he hit the floor.
Oh,
it
wow.
freaked him out. I mean, he was on the floor crawling, trying to get out of there. And they mess with they're very good because they mess with you because you get all these really sharp turns, and they have all this crap hanging down in your face, and then they're doing the strobes so you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Your eyes can adjust, and then all of a sudden people are jumping out. It's very well laid out. So they haven't thought out.
And there's a lot of people.
Yes. By the end of it, I will say it got kind of old. Because they're running you through them so fast by the end of the night to get people through them, that it kind of got like you could tell when something was going to happen. It got predictable.
Oh, is it good? Okay.
That's
the boring part.
But it's just because it was so
predictable.
Because it was just so crowded. I mean, they didn't have time to reset. You know, they didn't let like a group of people go through and then they stopped.
Yeah.
And
it
was just pretty much
continuous.
So it's
funny if they do it by batches.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like everyone goes through.
The fourth one was Orphanage, Ashes to Ashes, which was based on an orphanage that got caught on fire. It was freaky because it was all little bitty kids.
They're kids. They hired kids?
No.
No, they were just younger teenagers.
Okay.
But they were all dressed like little kids. So it was kind of freaky. Yeah, and it smelled, and the way they had done it, they also put in smell, so it smelled like burnt wood and stuff.
Okay.
All the way through the attraction. So, and then the funny one was the Zombiegeddon. Because as you go through these things, on the walls, they got these huge projections, like commercials about the different things that's going on. And this one was about these two guys training people to battle zombies. Mm-hmm. Like they were. How to kill. It was just kind of funny. So, and it was all about zombies that, like.
Did you have to kill one or anything? Or
no.
No.
But it was like this is a plant that was run by zombies, and they kind of went.
A plant run by zombies.
Do you remember the movie Fido?
No. Oh, wait. It's been a long time.
One that were the zombies. Mm-hmm. The zombies, that it was like a 1960s movie, and the zombies come out, and they'd put collars on them, and they can make them do domestic stuff, like clean house and run errands and all this stuff. It's called Fido. If you ever get it's a funny movie.
God,
I'm sure so
it's
pretty cool.
Obscure. something very...
Psychoscarapy, which was...
I don't remember that.
That was the one... That was the one that the Puerto Ricans who couldn't keep his damn mouth shut. They had to say nigger every 5 seconds.
Really?
And I'm going to put a cap in this bitch's ass. I mean, it was this Puerto Rican that was.
My God! They were saying it.
There are a lot of white trash Puerto Rican ghetto ass motherfuckers up in Florida.
Really bad.
And they all were at the haunted houses that night. And it was.
The later it gets, the more alcohol they have.
Yeah, the more alcohol they had, and the louder obnoxious they get. And it's stuff that these guys are saying was very inappropriate because there were people there with their kids, and I would think that most people would have enough home raising not to say stuff around little kids, but apparently not. I mean, they were very ghetto, that, yeah. And they were proud of showing it.
Really proud, yeah.
So that's the only thing that really pissed us off about the whole thing. Yeah. The next one was Hades, which is the Gates Run, which kind of basically you're going in the underworld.
Hades.
So. Okay. And then the last one was Legendary Truth. It's the Wayne Knight Estate. And you walked into the warehouse, and it's like you're stepping on the front porch of somebody's house. And you walk in the front door, and they have all this stuff like Ghost Hunters is there set up with all this stuff, checking for ghosts and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you go through, and they got all this stuff rigged to jump at you and people. Mm-hmm. And the coolest thing about it was you walk through, and you're in this like arboretum.
Oh, that was pretty cool.
And the
cool.
statues are standing there, and it's like, oh, cool. And then all of a sudden, they jump out at you. I mean, the people they had down there were so good that they could do that whole thing and just pose and freeze there and not move for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was
because people were walking through, and they didn't do anything, and then all of a sudden, they all moved.
They must have been working at the Jackson Square in New Orleans.
And then they had the scare zones, which is like the different sections around the park that all the stuff was going on. And then they had Bill and Ted's Excellent Halloween Adventure. And some other
and
stuff.
And they had Keanu Reeves around it? No.
Just no, they had some guys. They had some guys being Bill
that
and Ted.
Being, okay.
Because he didn't want to see it, but he never said, no, I don't want to see it. But I kept
saying, I wouldn't want to see it.
Oh, my God.
Maybe later. And we missed it. Okay.
So go see Harry Potter.
It's worth it. Trust me.
Geek. These guys are
really
geeks.
No, it's really good. I mean, it's
it must have been fun. I bet. I mean, I would go. I mean, I would like to go too. But
but it was very good. They got all kind of stuff here. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter. There you go. You can see Hogwarts and all that other good stuff.
Put it for a while.
But there's a lot of cool stuff to do, and I highly suggest that you go. Okay. So, and you know, I think it's cheaper than going to Disney World because Disney World is like $120 something to go to a park a day, and this was what
a day. Wow.
And
I remember
Universal Studios was like
$80 cost about $60 back then. Yeah. So. Now it's double
unless you pay for the express pass.
Yeah,
because it's actually, I mean, you need it.
Yeah.
If you want to go fast.
If it's really busy, if it's a real busy time of the year or something's going on.
Okay.
So we bought their express pass Saturday and really didn't need it. Because everybody's over at the Islands of Adventure at Harry Potter. So
must have been full.
And the other thing they have at Universal Studios is City Walk, which is like an area of which is cool. It's a bunch of bars, restaurants, of course, everything. So
there's a Starbucks.
And there's a Panda Express.
That's the highlight.
And there's a Panda Express. Burger King. When you go to these parks. Well, no. When you go to these parks, it's expensive as hell.
Oh
man!
Oh yeah, yeah. Cheap Chinese food is always good.
I mean, just to get a soda, it's like I don't know, $5 soda, and then the refills they charge you the refill.
Yeah, it's like
$1
to refill.
Like, do they really need to charge you the refill? I mean, really?
Uh huh.
So, but the City Walk thing is all mostly adult oriented. It's got a whole bunch of bars and then shops. Okay. And like they have Bubba Gump's there. They have an Emerald restaurant there. They have a Margaritaville there. That's the largest
I take it you guys didn't go anywhere else. I mean, you guys didn't go to the bars or anything, though.
Well, there's only one shitty bar in Orlando, and that's like Parliament House.
Oh, okay.
So
it's the only one.
And last time I was there, I went there with Ricky from...
Foul Monkeys.
So,
oh, really? Okay.
And the Hard Rock. I mean, it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And we were tired because we were working all day.
I mean, after you walk all day, I mean, you're on your feet. The entire time. The only time you're sitting down is that 2 seconds you're on a ride, and then they kick your asses off. And
you got to get out. You wait for 2 hours for a 2 minute ride.
But they do have the electric rental little scooters that you can ride around the park. I thought about getting one of those.
Scooters or
the little
Segway.
Electric wheelchairs.
Oh, no,
it's the wheelchair thing.
Wheelchair.
And we went to the movies.
Wheelchair.
We went to see the Universal Studio there.
Okay.
Red, the one you recommended us.
Yeah, we went and saw Red while we were there.
Oh,
Saturday night.
Yeah.
We were too tired to do anything. I said, let's just
Red is pretty good. I enjoyed Red. Red is pretty good.
We wanted to go see the Rocky Horror Picture Show because they were doing the live version at midnight on Halloween. So you know it was going to be kick-ass, but the tickets were sold out days in advance.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. So. Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm glad you guys had a great time.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do a bear, in maybe a year or two, we should do a bear podcast.
Trip to
Universal Studios and see if we can get a bunch of people to go. So.
I mean,
okay. I would go. But anyway, wow, this is a... okay, this show is all about Harry Potter and Orlando and everything, because this is the red trip.
Which comes out in 2 weeks, thank you.
Yeah.
November 19th.
Oh, yeah, that's Friday. Right. November 19th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Deathly Hallows Part 1.
You read the book, right?
No. I've never read the book.
You haven't read the book? Oh, my God. Harry Potter dies.
And I don't have a pretext because there are translations in Spanish. So I just didn't read the books.
No, he didn't die. No, not yet. So yeah, November 19th, Harry Potter. I'm looking forward to it. It's around Thanksgiving. It's a week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Actually, they're back to their old schedule because Harry Potter, when it first started, I'd always released the week of Thanksgiving, remember?
Yeah.
And then they changed it a couple years ago where they're doing the summer deal. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's your Thanksgiving plans, by the way, since you're... Just changing gears here.
Oh, we don't have any yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're working on Patrick and Jerry about doing dinner at their house. Oh, okay. It looks like we're going to Luby's.
You're working on Thanksgiving? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He's the Mexican. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving.
Okay, we're going to have a...
calls.
Oh, you're a call. Okay. I think we're going to have Thanksgiving with a friend of ours, Gary. But I don't know if we're going to play football again. Because we... There was a couple of years ago we did
the lesbians,
lesbians versus the gays.
Are you serious?
And the gays lost. Of course, the lesbian team was really good. They've been doing flag football and touch football for a long time, and of course they beat us. About how many touchdowns did they do? They did about 4 touchdowns. we really sucked. The gays really sucked. So if we play again, we shall see if we'll win.
Maybe. Take a video of it.
Oh, yeah, so I would, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got to wrap this up. So, we're running out of time. Thank you guys for watching and listening to us on the on Bay Radio listeners also.
That's right, and geeking out.
And yeah, we're geeking out here. Well, they're talking about their trip to Orlando last weekend. So, hope you guys enjoyed the stories. And tell us what you think. Email us at show@bearpodcast.com. Or call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes. Leave your voice messages and we will play it in the show. And thanks again to Ian or Ian.
Email us back and tell us how we're supposed to pronounce your name correctly.
Yeah, it may be a code name.
Is it Ian or Ian?
I-A-M. It's I-A-M. I think it's I-M something, so... I'm not going to say the last name.
Is that kind of like IP Freely?
No, not IP Freely. No, I don't think so, no.
Okay.
So, thanks again, Ian. Yep. And subscribe by iTunes and follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And thank you, everyone, for listening and watching.
I'm following you on iTunes.
Okay. Oh, you are? Okay, great.
And thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks to Rafa.
Because I'm always in the background. But
you're always in the background.
I'm
shy. Mm-hmm. Oh, so next time you should tell us more of your sex stories next time.
What?
I'm kidding, no.
We also have a condolences to...
Oh, that's right.
Paul Parson and his family.
Yes.
And his partner, Jamie. He passed away Saturday night, I think.
Saturday night.
In Baton Rouge, so...
Baton Rouge.
Yeah.
That's right. Condolences
to his family and friends and partner and everybody else. So.
Yeah, so your family and our thoughts, and hope you guys are doing well. Jamie, especially if you're listening to this, take it easy. Anyway, so, well, we got to go. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs. Bye.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.